You're Nick Papagiorgio. You're from Yuma, Arizona. Come on, kid. You're in Vegas.
Welcome to Mirage, Mr. Papagiorgio.
You're in luck.
Seven, a winner.
It's Super Friday. Go all in with us as we get you ready for the big game in Sin City.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
It's a rematch 4 years in the making. Kansas City versus San Francisco.
Anything can happen.
Another Super Bowl for sure.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios and streaming live on YouTube. It's ESPN West Palm Super Friday.
New roller coming out.
Presented by Twin Peaks, Celsius, the Miami Open, Bud's Chicken and Seafood, Hard Rock Bet, and Formula One. Here are your hosts, Josh Cohen and Christian Catt.
Because every single day above ground is a good day. And there's only 2 days that are almost as good as Sunday. Today and tomorrow, because we get closer to the greatest spectacle in all of North American sport, Super Bowl Sunday, which is, do the math, CK.
All right.
48 hours.
Yep.
Plus another 6.5. I got about 54.5 hours. How's my math?
Looks good to me.
Sounds good to me. As we count down to kickoff, we will have that game for you here on ESPN 106.3. We are going live from our Super Bowl Radio Rosemary Square studios this week. We're going live till 6 p.m. nonstop. We'll have guests that join us from all around the planet, and in particular from Las Vegas, site of Super Bowl 58, Sunday afternoon. We've got former Super Bowl champions joining us. That's plural. We've got ESPN national personalities. That's plural. We've got local and regional stars that played in the NFL. We've even got a Disney-made-for-movie story in the form of an unbelievable accomplishment that almost became the greatest story in NFL history. He joins us live from Las Vegas. But most of all, we got C-Cat and Brother Love anchoring this coverage. I bet, brother, a couple years ago, as you sat there in a studio by yourself in Enid, Oklahoma, doing Catman in the Morning, population 412, you never thought to yourself, by the age of 25 and change, you'd be co-anchoring coverage from noon till 6 of Super Bowl 58 coming up in just 54 hours, 28 now minutes.
Yeah, far too kind, man. It was high school basketball season, getting ready for the road to the Gold Balls, we called it in Enid, Oklahoma.
Gold Balls?
Yeah. On the road to it.
On the road to Gold Balls?
Uh-huh. That's what
you do. Is Gold Balls a town in Oklahoma?
Nope. The Gold Ball is what the state championship is called. It's the Gold Ball. It's the trophy you win when you win your class.
You didn't say on the road to Gold Ball. You said on the road to Gold Balls.
Just now?
For the women's side and for the men's side?
Doesn't matter. It did not discriminate. Everyone got Gold Balls if you won a state title.
By the way, Road to Gold Ball sounds like an Austin Powers sequel.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's the follow-up to Gold Member.
I can see that going. Yeah,
right?
That'll work. We should make that.
Yeah. So dreams come true for you.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, man.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad to be anywhere. If I couldn't be on Radio Row, I'd prefer to be on Radio Rosemary Square from our studios, ESPN West Palm. We've been in this studio and these offices since just the middle of December. And man, today's a day for it because we are looking out onto humanity, onto Rosemary. We got a great view of the people coming and going. We'll have guests in the studio and friends of ours. And we'll have partners as well. But most of all, we're going to wheel the coverage, which is what I love to do. We are going to talk to the people who played in this game, who won this game, who lost this game, who broadcast nationally for and about this game. We've got guests lined up straight through to just about 6 p.m. when we get off the air. And in fact, I think our last guest is going to be a dude who nationally covers sports betting, about the biggest bets, about the most popular bets, about some of the parlays in action. Some people have parlays that they've built over the course of almost 12 months, and they need either San Fran or Kansas City to just win the game for them sometimes to cash in $100 to cash in $200,000+. So we'll talk to Ben Fawkes about that when he joins us coming up toward the end of this six-hour marathon.
Yeah, you can have the best Super Bowl party in the world. You can have all the biggest guests. You can have the best food. You can have the best widescreen TV. But if you lose your bets, you get a little bit salty. It kind of hurts the moment.
I'm reminded of the year. Let's take it back. The year was 2003. I had a bus full of home team listeners, and we did a tour. We started at one gentleman's club, and then we picked up passengers and went to the second establishment of same companies, gentlemen, and then to a third location. So I'm on the clock with the personal appearance fees that were like 9 hours in the making. I paid my rent for 2 months based on just like being available to be on that bus. Literally, I spent a week going over propositions. And by the way, all these propositions you can now bet legally courtesy of Hard Rock Bet. Hard Rock Bet, legal in Florida, Florida's sportsbook. I spent a week going over under 2.5 players to throw a pass, over under interceptions in this game, every conceivable proposition, not to parlay, but to play them individually. I had over $7,000 that was on the table in these propositions. I had that, you know, that very primitive 2003 cell phone internet.
Yeah.
You know, where you pushed it and the box score. And if you wanted to scroll up, it took 5 seconds to load because there was no smartphones in 2003. You're looking for the official box score grading. How many of these? I got a notepad and the notepad has scribbled in it over the course of the previous 9 days. Over, under, yes, no, no, yes. This range, margin of victory, you know, 7 to 12 points. Do you want to guess when it was all said and done? And I remember exactly sitting in the right-hand seat, first row, because all the idiots with us were drunk and high and everything else. I had enough of those people. And by the way, I had a pretty good buzz going on too. Don't get me wrong. I remember sitting in the first row of that bus, in the far right seat, grading this piece of notepad with a pen, with all my bets, over $7,000 at risk. I think it was $7,600 plus at risk. Got that right, got that right, got that right, got that wrong. Got that wrong, got that right, got that right, got that wrong. That's a push. That's right, that's wrong. That's wrong, wrong, right, right, right. How much was I up or down by the time I got the bottom line, drew the line, added up all the positives, added up all the negatives, subtracted the negative from the... How much was I up or down when it was all said and done for Super Bowl, whatever that was, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Oakland Raiders, blowout game, Dexter Jackson, MVP.
One question for you before I give you my answer.
Yes.
Was every bet the same unit? Did you bet the same amount of money?
No.
On every? Okay, so
no.
The coin toss was not the same as an over-under.
I'm not betting coin toss. I'm not betting. Let's see if C-Cat can get closest.
All right.
Without going under or over, the price is right. C-Cat?
You started at $7,600, we'll say.
$7,600 is invested. So how much above or below that number after spending 7 days researching, thinking, plotting, planning, scheming, sitting on the toilet with a notepad and going, Remember, smartphones aren't a thing yet. So bathroom time was used for stuff like this. Up or down, how much?
I think you went up a grand total of $5. You got a cup of coffee out of all that
$5.
Work, and you got $5.
Stone LeBanowitz, who you normally hear this time of day, on LaVica, Theo, and Stone. Two of those three guys unavailable on the Friday before Super Bowl, which is why we're here doing this, and we're blessed to do it, and we're grateful to do it. Was anybody from work even invited to Theo's wedding? One person from work?
Not me.
Stone's laughing because Stone knows that's not possible.
We just don't know with that. He doesn't think we're cool enough, I guess.
I want Stone to come to the microphone if possible because I want Stone LeBanowitz to tell me Stone understands sports betting. And he understands also how it goes up, down, up, down. Stone, $7,600 at play. Countless propositions. Yes, there will be a score in the final 2 minutes of the first half. Over 2.5 players to attempt a pass. Over 1.5 interceptions in the game. Margin of victory, 7 to 12 points. How much was I up or down when it was all said and done after all that work I did?
Let's go $3,300.
I was up $3,300?
Yeah.
You have way more faith in me than you should. Actual retail price, positive $20.
Oh,
$20.
Read you like a book.
I did the math on this. I spent over 7 hours. I spent over 7 hours like doing my homework, plotting, planning, scheming the propositions I was going to play. Do the math. Divide $20. It's not even $3 an hour.
No.
I couldn't believe it Johnny C, who was co-host of the home team back in the day, sitting next to me. And I said, I made $20. And he laughed at me. Like, what an idiot. Maybe next time, pick three things you like. Just do that. I had pages and pages of propositions. Yes, no, over, under, this range, stupidity.
Yeah, I mean, you could put it that way. They put all that work into researching, or you could say you got paid $20 to have the rush of a lifetime for that 4.5 hours of the Super Bowl.
No, it wasn't, because I spent half of that Super Bowl trying to tell girls that were, you know, barely club, like, no, thank you, I'm good.
So you weren't really sweating out your bets.
No, I got paid. Back in the day, I used to get paid to eat and drink at places, and this was one of those. But this also included having to deal with, you know, home team fans that were all on a charter bus. They were stopping at three different gentlemen's club that of the same organization. It was a long day. It was a long night. Again, I'm grateful because the talent fee for that day included like travel, being on the bus. But it went from like 10 a.m. to like 11 p.m. With that said, all of my hard work, all of my effort over a course of 7+ hours paid $20 total. And I'm reminded by people that say, could have been worse. Could have lost every single bet and been minus 7,600, which is highly unlikely.
Yeah, it's just as likely as winning all your bets and going plus whatever the plus money you got.
That's right, C-Cat. If I got 62 bets, going 0 for 62 is the same odds as going 62-0. Anytime you pick a winner, same as picking a loser. But not really, because these weren't just yes, no, over, under. They were margins.
Oh, okay.
You see, right. Right. That was Super Bowl 22 years ago. Unbelievable. 2024. This was Super Bowl 2003. Remember, the game was always played late January. Didn't move till February until, of course, 9/11 and the Patriots when they defeated the Rams in 2002. The game seems to be later this year than I ever remember it being. Like, it's late this year. February, I mean, today's the 9th. That means 11th is Sunday. Actually, last year was the 12th, right? Last year, because I was out there in Phoenix and came back. We are live till 6 p.m. here on ESPN 106.3. We're also live on YouTube, as I understand it.
Yeah, man.
Now, who's directing this today? Is that Stone LeBanowitz? Stone, can you come to the mic and please explain what you are doing exactly?
On the ones and twos.
Are you directing the television broadcast today, Stoney?
I think you could call it directing, yeah. So for all the guests that you guys have lined up, going to make sure their faces are on the screen, going to make sure you guys are seeing it on the social media feeds live in real time, what these guys have to say, how they're viewing things, all that kind of good stuff.
Very nice. By the way, you had Randy Moss on LaVica, Theo in Stone yesterday.
Big get.
It is a big get, man. Super Bowl champ, all this stuff. Big Randy Moss. No, it was the Randy Moss of NFL Network, formerly now NBC Sports. So, yeah, we had him on yesterday.
So just so you know, smart guy, neither Randy Moss won a Super Bowl.
Randy Moss never won a Super Bowl?
No, he didn't win a Super Bowl. He was part of that Patriot. You knucklehead.
Randy Moss never won a Super Bowl?
No. Trying to get cute. I'm asking, you had Randy Moss on, because you joke about being my biological Stone. Did you ask Randy Moss if you're his biological? Because I'm looking at you right now. You look more like him than you do like me.
I absolutely look like Randy Moss. I did tell him that we kind of look alike.
You do.
In a sense. Now, luckily, we didn't have that streaming going.
You really do.
Or not, but I didn't get a chance to say that to Randy. Randy Moss never won a Super Bowl?
Randy Moss never won a Super Bowl. How do you not know that? Isn't your name in a sports radio show that airs this time of day every weekday?
That was one of the best iterations of that New England Patriots teams.
Yeah. Remember they were 18 and one giant loss?
Yeah.
At the T-shirt.
That was the one giant loss. Right. That was the one giant loss.
I thought that was so clever when those T-shirts came out.
18 and one. I still see them.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be in Vegas for UFC International Fight Week, and I'll see someone walking down the strip, and it's all faded, the paint's all cracked, and it's like 18 and one giant loss.
You could put a price tag. When they have those ads after the Super Bowl, congratulations, Kansas City fans. Your chief just won the Super Bowl. Those prices are
you the voice
bucks.
Of that?
I'm not, but I might as well be.
My God, you sounded like the dude on the... Do it again.
Kansas City fans, your chief just won the Super Bowl. I'm going to Disney World, right?
Stone.
It's not bad. That's phenomenal.
I mean, you sound like the guy. Kansas City fans, your Chiefs just won the Super Bowl.
Is it Fanatics? Might be, but yeah.
Probably. What about
him? If you're a fan of the team, you got to buy the shirts. It's worth the price.
The 18 and one giant loss, that wasn't an NFL thing.
Yeah, that was...
It was somebody who took it upon themselves. That was like, hold on, we got an angle here.
I know. I regret not buying. I'm a Ravens fan. I regret not buying more Ravens Super Bowl merch when they won the game in 2012, 2013. Right.
Well, good news for you, because my buddy Brian McKinney, who won a Super Bowl with the Ravens that year, he's going to join us at the top of the hour.
Oh yeah.
Brian McKinney is out in Las Vegas making appearances and doing stuff on behalf of Let's Chat, as well his B Major Foundation. Brian McKinney is one of the most honest and funny and real interviews you'll get from the National Football League. He's a buddy of mine. He's the guy, don't forget, that told Ray Lewis, because they played together with the Ravens. He told Ray Lewis, Ray, you've been with the Ravens so long, you're starting to look like the mascot. Like, he looks like the mascot and the logo.
Yeah.
He really does. By the way, shout out Ray Lewis, who was great with us 4 years ago when we had this matchup, was great with the home team, which is not today, this show. This is Super Friday. But we enjoyed Ray Lewis, and every time I see him, and last night he was great. If you watch the NFL Honors, Ray Lewis introduced the tribute to Jim Brown. And by the way, I watched Ray Lewis with Jim Brown several times in public when they weren't aware that anyone was watching. The way that Ray Lewis would care for and dote Jim Brown was reminiscent of someone in like their grandfather. Like, so careful and so delicate and so like the admiration. The way that Ray Lewis would look at Jim Brown and the way that he would treat Jim Brown and the way he was protective of Jim Brown. And I know Ray spoke last night about he's still learning from Jim Brown, even in his passing. The admiration and the affinity and love that Ray Lewis had for Jim Brown was remarkable. And just really bound by the football experience. Not related, not having back history prior to, but it was nice to see Ray Lewis speak as he did and show the love that he did. And remind folks, in a disposable society like we have, you know, love your elders, honor your elders, learn from your elders, take care of those that took care of those that took care of you. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Ray Lewis is that when he's got people in his life that he cares about, he shows that love. And Jim Brown's one of those guys.
So let's ask Brian McKinney when he joins us if maybe he doesn't have anything laying around the floor of his closet that you can have from that Super Bowl. Keep in mind, B-Mac is only 6'8 and, you know, 350 or 360, but she'll work for you, C-Cat.
You know, women wear like night shirts?
Probably not. Probably not. What is the most memorable Super Bowl bet you ever won? Christian Cat, I'm putting you on the spot here, but what was the most memorable Super Bowl bet you ever won?
I think we'll go back to the same matchup.
Who, Ravens and Niners? Or no, this one, 4 years ago?
This one, Chiefs 4 years and Niners. Ago. Chiefs-Niners.
Did you have the Chiefs laying the points?
Exactly.
And so they're down 10 points, and you're like, there's no way I can do this?
Playoff Damian scored that touchdown and gave me this cover.
Oof. Yeah, beautiful. That was brutal. For Niners fans that don't remember, let me do that for you. And for Niners bettors that don't remember, let me help you. This game, 4 years ago, in Miami, Hard Rock Stadium, Niners had a 10-point fourth-quarter lead. Not only blew that lead, but also found a way to not cover the spread, which almost, by the way, happened to the Detroit Lions, up 17.5 in the NFC Championship game. They had that fourth-down backdoor cover touchdown. Otherwise, they go from being up 17 to not covering as a 7.5-point dog, which, by the way, is excruciating.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that garbage time touchdown came through for the Lions in that game. But with that Chiefs game,
that's not garbage time. That's not garbage time. It's a two-possession game.
You're right.
You scored it. I mean, they had to recover the onside kick.
Fair enough.
Not garbage time. I know you're nervous right now. That's a big, big spot for you. You're in the shoes of Ken LaVica, Theo Dorsey, and Stone Labanowitz. You're not nervous doing home team. I understand why.
You're clearly not nervous with your outfit you got on today on camera. I'll say that much.
Noon today. It's a special time. And that's what I asked Stone Labanowitz before we got started. I said, Stone, is it going to be weird, you know, for the fact that there's programming on between noon and two that people actually are listening to? Is that going to be straight? Is it going to be hard, do you think? And then, of course, we laughed about that. But don't be nervous. You're doing fine in the Ken LaVica, Stone LaBanowitz role. I know it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Those are big shoes to try and step into. Just take a deep breath. Keep it, you know, don't say to yourself, what would Theo do? Because the answer to that is, take off all week during Super Bowl week and the week after, because even though Super Bowl is announced, the dates are announced years in advance, I'll choose this time to get married.
Yeah, I guess so. I think he's getting married today. Might be the wedding for Theo. the day of Friday before the weekend, which... But,
by the way, you might want to let them know whispering is coming through the microphone over
I
there.
I can't hear it. It's
yeah.
not...
Yeah.
It's
not No. Somebody else has a microphone. I just want to be... I don't want a Baker Mayfield moment where they divulge their plans for the future. You were saying?
I was saying I think Theo's getting married today, so congratulations to him.
Theo is getting married today. It's cheaper on Friday. It's also cheaper the weekend of Super Bowl, so good on them. But with that said, it shows a real lack of commitment, doesn't it?
I guess so. I don't want to.
That's what you said yesterday. All of a sudden, you change your tune.
I don't want. I did it yesterday. Took a couple of shots. Had some fun. You know what? Happy for the man. I'm glad he's happy.
We're very happy for Theo, who's getting married today, and we're very interested to know why not one of his coworker, teammates, bosses, anyone was invited to his wedding. That's telling.
Well, he knows they had to work today. Big day today on Super Friday, so he didn't want to really hurt the company more so than he already did by
Super
not being
Friday
here.
Was only created because it was then realized that he'd be gone today.
Yeah, that is true.
Right, and that LaVica would be gone for FAU basketball. And that's why we're carrying the whole show for 6 freaking hours. So that's a terrible excuse. Be better.
Talking to me or Theo?
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Is Stone still sitting there?
Stone's still sitting there, yeah. Working hard.
We got to get some Stone LeBanowitz on this time of day. We don't need him past 2. But people probably have grown fond of him. They're probably familiar and comfortable with him. Stone, if you want to put yourself on camera, feel free to do so. We are curious. When do you think Theo told the company, yeah, Super Bowl week, I'm going to be gone, and I'm getting married there Friday? When do you think he told him?
It's a really good question. I've definitely given it some thought, but I wanted to keep my mouth shut. I definitely have my feelings towards it.
Do you know? Do you know when he told
Hell
the company?
Hell no. I have no idea told anybody.
And the idea of like, well, how would we know when it's going to happen? Well, no, years in advance. The NFL posts 3 years in advance the date of that Super Bowl in 3 years.
We're not too convinced that he didn't tell his now fiance going to be wife that it was Super Bowl weekend, the weekend they were getting married. We're not too convinced he didn't tell her like last week. The Super Bowl was Sunday, based off of how we quizzed him this week on the show.
I had 2 theories on this. Tell me if you like either one of these. A, he did it today because he knew that Super Bowl weekend meant a lot of his big-time friends, a lot of his boys that are big-time national sports media personalities, the Cameron Wolfs of the world, etc., he knew they couldn't attend, and therefore he could be the shining star. He'd be Mr. Media, because, you know, he's on YouTube. So he would be the big star. And it wouldn't be outshined by any of the... Where then his family members are like, why can't you be like Cameron? Why can't you be like so-and-so? Any thought to that theory?
I mean, I'd rather not speak on that theory until my lawyer's present.
That's telling right there.
I'm not going to say whether I like
it
or I don't. Yeah. It's a tough theory to kind of go up with.
How about the theory that if you get married this weekend, it's cheaper? It's cheaper this weekend.
Now, that theory's true. There's nothing else going on. Everybody's going to be by themselves or at least at gatherings for the Super Bowl. That one makes sense, and I think it's probably true.
And how about the theory that he's actually going to take that job with that affiliate in Houston? So he doesn't care, so he's just bouncing out of here anyway.
Time for me to get off camera here. No further comments here.
Stone LeBanowitz, the third part of LaVica, Theo, and Stone. On our Super Friday broadcast, we are streaming live on the aforementioned ESPN West Palm Play, the home of Theo Dorsey's face. He's actually the face thereof. Our special coverage today is being brought to you by Bud's Chicken and Seafood, the Miami Open, Celsius, the Crypto.com Miami F1 Grand Prix.
Should be fun.
Should be fun. That's enormous. And of course, Hard Rock Bet. Your only legal sports bet in Florida and Twin Peaks. Each drink, scenic views, 29 degree beer. That's Twin Peaks. See, Kat.
So you told me earlier about 15 minutes ago that I should not bet on the coin toss and you would not bet on the coin toss.
No.
What if they were giving
it's
you
asinine.
-101 where it's okay?
What angle would you have on that?
Just to have fun, man. One day a year.
Have fun. There's a 50 billion other options where there's actual value, where there's actual reasoning. If you're betting the coin toss, you either have no idea what you're doing or you just don't bet. And by the way, if you do know what you're doing, don't. You know what I'm saying? Like if you don't, then again, don't bet the coin toss. For the love of God, don't bet the coin toss. People do this. I don't understand why.
But that's the same or better odds than you get at a roulette table or a blackjack game.
We're not at a roulette table. We're not a blackjack game. There's lots of ways to have fun betting this game, particularly in Hard Rock Bet. There's boosted odds. There's boosted props. Coin flip, you have no angle on that. How can you rationalize how the coin is going to fall?
It's pocket change, coffee money, pizza money, just having fun,
Brock
man.
Purdy, over 12 yards, rushing. Yes or no?
over 12 yards rushing? Yes, after watching him in the Watching him in the NFC Championship game, it looks like he got some giddy-up.
So you get to apply a little bit of logic. You get to apply a little bit of thought processes. It's not just, okay, yes, heads, yes, tails.
But we're
what fun is that?
We're gambling. We're not political scientists, you know? We're not trying to call the race in Nevada. We're trying to have fun and get a little bit of rush and bet on things you normally wouldn't, because it's one day a year.
Well, you should bet the coin flip. In fact, you should bet it both ways. You should put $100 on heads, $100 on tails, and that way you're guaranteed to have a winner. Might be the only one you have all weekend.
That's paying $1 for a rush that doesn't happen because I bet both sides. But you know what? For the principle, I might do it.
You should do that. When we return, Evan Cohen will be joining us. We let him kick things off with our coverage. Before we get to the Super Bowl champions, before we get to the folks that have been there and almost done that, and by the way, the legendary Michael Lombardi is going to join us. A lot of you watch him every week on the Pat McAfee Show. You've read his books. You know he's won multiple Super Bowls with an executive, with the Patriots as well, by the way, once upon a time, and did so with that team with the Oakland Raiders that played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and almost got it done. He'll join us. Fabrizio Scaccia, local kid, who has the record for the longest field goal in history. He joins us, both in semi-pro and in Arena League football. He was supposed to be a Niner. He went to camp with the Niners. He was going to be their kicker kicking in this Super Bowl as well. And then free agency thing happened. Man, the rest is the Disney movie gone wrong. He will join us to explain. We've got local legends like Pierre Garçon, who, by the way, played in that Super Bowl and almost got it done with Peyton Manning and company in Miami in 2010. Our friend Pierre Garçon, he will join us. ESPN national radio personalities Chris Carlin checks in with us, as does Amber Wilson checks in with us. And at some point, live from Radio Row, for no reason whatsoever, Steve Politziner, president of our company, who for years and years and years has found an excuse, a reason to be on Radio Row just so he could be in the mix. I think it fulfills like a childhood fantasy of his because he runs the company, for Christ's sake. He's got important things to do. But this is kind of, you know, people go to like fantasy baseball camp.
Yeah.
Fantasy rock star camp. Steve Politziner, our president of the company, he's on Radio Row and he's going to check in with us as a broadcaster doing that kind of, you know what, for a day, get to be a normal schmo like you guys. And that's what it'll do.
Make a whole lot more money, though.
That's exactly right. When we return, Evan Cohen, unsportsmanlike, long time franchise here at ESPN West Palm. Now to the big time nationally on ESPN 2 and you and ESPN 106.3 and nationally on the radio will join us live on Super Bowl weekend, which is unlike any other in the world, if you ask me. He will join us. First, though, as we get started in our Super Friday broadcast, coming to you live from our Super Bowl Radio Rosemary studios till 6 p.m. The Miami Open. Miami Open is coming up. And I, for one, cannot wait. And I know Stone Labanowitz can't wait because it is the greatest players in the world returning once again to Hard Rock Stadium for another year of all-star tennis. March 17th, that's St. Patrick's Day. Think about St. Patrick's Day at the Miami Open.
I am right now, and I'm smiling.
That's what I'm talking about. Through the end of the month, C-Cat, it's where tennis comes to play. 15 days and nights of tennis. Top players, including defending champion Daniil Medvedev, Petra Kvitova, former champions Carlos Alcaraz, Novak Djokovic, and many, many more. Stadium Court, by the way, is in the center of Hard Rock Stadium. You know, where they play Super Bowls. You know, where the Dolphins play. Which is the coolest setting for tennis. All tickets include access to the tennis campus with additional tennis courts, food, drinks, art, live entertainment, live activities. Some of the returning restaurant favorites like Kiki on the Water, Bodega, American Social, and more. New restaurants for this year, Milos, Fuku, Julia, and Henry's. And by the way, lots of beverages on campus. All new Champagne Garden. Variety of beer and wine. Specialty bars. And there will be many, many Miami Open signature cocktails. For the first time ever, Miami Open is also featuring Elite Wheelchair Tournament and Major League Pickleball. Wasn't that your nickname in high school, Pickleball?
You know what? Come to think of it, it was.
General, club, and luxury seating is still available but limited. Go to MiamiOpen.com for tickets and information. MiamiOpen.com. Miami Open returns to Hard Rock Stadium where tennis comes to play. It is our special Super Friday returning here. We go straight through to 6 p.m. on ESPN 106.3.
It's Super Friday on ESPN West Palm. Presented by Twin Peaks, Celsius, the Miami Open, Bud's Chicken and Seafood, Hard Rock Bet, and Formula One. Here are your hosts, Josh Cohen and Christian Catt.
We are back live from our Super Bowl Radio Rosemary Square studios on this Super Friday. Really, Jay Mart? You're going to make that face at me? It's not Radio Rosemary Square.
It's good. It's good.
Really? You with that face. Of all people, I thought you would appreciate it.
It was good. I'm saying it's good.
It's a little bit of a stretch. Radio Rose, Mary Square. Christian Catt, brother love, the familiar voice and laughter you hear is John Martin. Longtime co-host of Evan Cohen, who was the longtime franchise here at ESPN 106.3, who we still hear every weekday, 6 to 10 a.m., but now nationally on television, ESPN2, ESPNU, and on ESPN Radio, as the primary host of Unsportsmanlike, who joins us now live on Super Friday on ESPN 106.3. And by the way, streaming worldwide as well on YouTube on our ESPN West Palm Play channel. Evan, good afternoon, sir.
Josh, I got to give you credit. I'm listening to the Radio Rosemary Square. I thought that was creative.
Thank you.
I was into that.
Thank you.
Wish I would have thought of that 100 years ago as well.
Thank you.
I'm into that bit. Well, I love how it's great. We bring in J-Mart for Super Bowl coverage. John, you know who's playing in the Super Bowl? Any idea?
Yeah, I have an idea.
Give us an idea. Give us an idea, John.
Yeah, give us an idea then. Go ahead. Who's playing in the Super Bowl?
The 49ers and the Chiefs.
There you go. Mm-hmm. It's 2 for 2. That's well done.
I did have to think a little
bit. John, if you gave J-Mart over under 10 total players, non-quarterbacks, that are playing in the game on Sunday, could he do over or under? What do you think?
I'm going under. Under. Let's find out right now. Evan, you want to run point on this?
Why are J-Mart, doing this?
The over under is 10. Can you name non-quarterbacks?
10.
Non-quarterbacks.
Okay.
Non-coaches. So it has to be players.
Chris Jones?
As one.
One.
Rashee Rice?
I'm sorry, how do you say his first name?
Rashee?
That is correct. That's two.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce?
That's three.
Sounds very confident.
Very confident.
Brandon Ayuk.
That's four.
See, you put me on the spot and I can't think of it. I know these players, but you're just killing me here.
Are you currently sweating?
Marcus Valdes-Scantling. I'm getting close because you're putting me on the spot.
That's five. By the way, Evan, he said that you put him on the spot by asking him players that are in the game.
Super Bowl show. What did you think you were talking about? Heat Spurs from a couple of nights ago?
No, it's the quizzing aspect. It's the music underneath the
it's making you nervous?
Yeah, of course it's making me nervous.
Radio,
that's why he asked the question.
Part of radio? John, the radio part of radio is making you nervous right now.
Exactly.
Super Bowl part of the Super Bowl is making him nervous.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
To what? Nick Bosa.
He's trying to make you nervous. Yeah, he yelled
Christian
Nick Bosa.
McCaffrey.
There you go. Maybe you just need a
Debo Samuel.
You're at 8. You need 2 more.
Come on, really?
Yeah. Evan said.
You can do it.
Legarius Sneed.
Legarius Sneed.
Didn't see that one coming. Wow.
One more player.
No, it's 2 more because it's over under. It's not a push.
You need 2 more. Yeah, you need 2 more.
George Kittle.
There you go. One more.
God, who am I missing?
You can do it. Evan, he said, who am I missing?
I mean, there's a ton.
I don't know. Let's do the math. 96 other players. 53-man roster times 2 is 106. 96 others.
I know. Who am I missing? Who am I missing that I know? Which guys that I know? I don't know everybody.
None. In that case, absolutely none.
There's definitely guys that I
know. Trent.
Jones.
Wrong.
Trent Jones. He's on the 90s Niners, 80s Niners.
See? That's where I'm at.
Trent. What? Isaiah
Pacheco.
Hey!
Wait, you said Trent. I thought you said Brent, and then he said Jones. My bad.
By the way, CCAP broke out celebration for you. You got 10 players right. Mr. Sports Radio on Super Coverage Friday.
He did it.
Congratulations. Evan.
That's how I roll.
I know back in the day, Evan, I know you and Pollitt Senior used to dress up like college basketball coaches, and you'd go to opening weekend of the NCAA tournament, and you'd run around and call each other coach and have fun with that. For me, that first weekend of March Madness is so special. But Super Bowl to me is almost like a religious holiday right next to that. Well, I don't really know your thoughts on Super Bowl as far as how you view, enjoy, look forward to, like what it means to you. I don't even know that. What is Super Bowl to you in the hierarchy of the annual events?
Yeah, if you're going to go through those three categories, and I think J-Mark could back me up on this, I view a lot of things. I enjoy nothing, and I look forward to less. So, I mean, in terms of how I view it, enjoy, or look forward to, I actually never enjoy myself doing anything. I never look forward to anything, but I will view the Super Bowl. I don't know. Like, to me, this is going to be such a bougie, terrible turnoff of an answer, but I know that the two of you actually can relate to this.
Right.
I'm so glad to not go to the Super Bowl, because when I used to go to the Super Bowl, the actual games, I realized you'd come back on Monday, J-Martin and I would do a show, and I'm like, I have no feel for what happened in the game.
Right,
it's
right.
It's like you can't experience it the way that everyone else does. So what I like now is alone or with my kids and wife on Super Bowl Sunday, at home, no party, yes, on food, but my notebook alongside of me. Because to me, it's like, oh, we got a show the next day. I got to do work. So no, I looked at it, and I want it to be like the typical football Sunday experience, not something different because it's the most meaningful game. But again, that's a bougie first world kind of answer because we are fortunate enough to talk about sports every day. But I don't like going to the game because it's too much for them to do a show the next day. You feel like you don't see anything.
I agree, and you don't hear anything either. And you know what? Early years, for many years, I would have appearances on Super Bowl Sunday, and I couldn't hear the spots, and I couldn't pay attention, and I had to entertain listeners and fans and give away I love being home and listening to it and watching it and taking it all in. And beyond that, the past several years, I've gone to Super Bowl host cities, gone to the events, gone to the parties, done whatever. I leave either Saturday night at 4 a.m. or Sunday morning at 6 a.m. to get out of there. That's just my preference. We talked to Mike Tannenbaum yesterday, and he'll join us a little bit later on here today as a result. And he's doing the same thing. He's leaving late to get back to Bristol. Evan, you had guests on all week from Radio Row, from Inside Football. Who gave you something from this matchup that you thought to yourself, wow, that's a good point, or wow, that's a little good insight that made you think that you hadn't really thought that prior? Who this week stood out to you from guests on Sportsmanlike?
Okay, a couple of things. First of all, I want to just go back to one thing you said, because and I'll answer the question, but the appearances are interesting, because, like, J-Martin, I'm just curious from your perspective. You had an appearance at a physical therapy massage place on a Saturday in Tampa before that Steelers-Cardinals Super Bowl?
No, I don't know what.
Hold on. Explain this, please.
No, that's a story we can't explain.
You had a joint?
I didn't impact your viewing at all.
Hold on.
You had that appearance on that Saturday in Tampa.
You had a joint appearance with Robert Kraft? Is that what he's saying?
Yes, that's what he's saying, yeah.
Interesting. Evan, would you like to share, since J-Mark's not?
I wasn't there. I wasn't there for it. So I just didn't know if he had a different feel for that Steelers-Cardinals Super Bowl, because, you know, you obviously get distracted in your appearance. I didn't know that J-Mark had the same. I'm going to say something in terms of your question that is so – you're going to think even less of me than you probably already do. But you're somebody, Josh, that has been – in the gambling space for the better part of the last 20 years.
Yes.
Yeah. So Joe Fortenbaugh, Carlin versus Joe, noon until 3 on ESPN Radio, Joe Fortenbaugh was on with us today, and I never realized that the books basically power ranked with a number associated the teams. And so what he was telling us was basically when everybody's up in arms about the Niners being the favorite by 1.5 or 2 points, that means in the books' power rankings, they associate, let's call it a 96 with the Niners and 94 with the Chiefs. And that's how you create that differential, that it's as much about that as it is about the matchups. I never knew that even existed.
Yeah, it used to be, the story was, and by the way, in the early days, to the mid days, before you got, you know, sports books in your pocket, the books just really wanted even action. They were happy like a bank with just 10% return. They just, let's get $1 million on the Niners, let's get $1 million on the Chiefs, and we're going to get 10%, 100 grand to clear in profit from the losers in Vigorish. But now... now they want to beat the public. Now they intentionally plot, plan, and scheme to beat. So they will have exposure in lots of areas. They will have risk in a lot of areas. It's very Wall Street-esque. Let's beat the public is what they're attempting to do. Fortenbaugh's a smart guy, by the way. Fortenbaugh knows what he's talking about. And you can always learn a little something from listening to Joe Fortenbaugh. Who you get to hear, as you mentioned, because you're thinking ESPN 106.3, you said noon to 3 on national, but here only 2 to 3, of course, because we've got LaVica, Theo, and Stone. Evan.
No, I said what I said.
Evan Cohen joining us live on this Super Friday on ESPN 106.3 special broadcast, streaming live, also video component on our YouTube channel, ESPN West Palm Play. His longtime running mate, John Martin, in studio with us. Evan mentions...
When was the last time my mate ran, out of curiosity? My running mate.
I don't run very often, but I walk a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I average like 15,000 steps a day these days.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of steps.
Yeah. I'm walking a lot these days, but I want to know a little behind the scenes, like what is the Radio Row experience like there as an ESPN national personality versus being there as an ESPN West Palm personality?
He's not there, dummy. He just told you that.
I don't know. I'm in Bristol. I have no idea what you're talking about.
He told you that.
I don't know.
Well, I'm an idiot.
You know that I called J-Mart the other day, Josh. He still hasn't called me back. It's like you can't even get a hold of this guy.
I'm
in Vegas right now.
I had to replace my phone. I literally swear, I didn't even know you called. I had to replace my phone the other day.
Josh has to replace his co-host right now.
Wow.
This is brutal,
Jay. I don't disagree.
Wow. Evan, from the people you've talked to this week, from the people that you've talked to, and those that you really, look at, Evan, you're a smart guy. You've proven that over the course of 20 plus years here. And you realize smart people don't know all the answers, but you know what they do know? They know where to find them. And that means the people that know more than you know to know that that's good insight. Based on everything you've heard this week and who you've heard it from that you respect and appreciate, who do you think has the actual advantage? Forget the two-point spread. Who do you think actually has the advantage on Sunday? How do you see this game playing out when it actually gets started?
Josh, I've picked the Niners for months now, so I'm staying with the Niners. But here's what scares me, right? So when you're asking about the insight that, you know, we get access to.
Yep.
So I work with a guy, Chris Canty, who has played in the league for 11 years and won a Super Bowl. And Canty keeps going back to Kyle Shanahan in those moments. And that's the thing that, like, I get nervous about in picking the Niners.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people have taken, like, they think, like, CC is some sort of Brock Purdy hater, which he's not at all. What he's actually been asking all week has been, can Brock Purdy make up for what may happen with Kyle Shanahan, because this is the guy that was the offensive coordinator, 28-3 Atlanta Falcons. Right. They lose the game.
Yep.
This is the guy that was the head coach for the Niners when they blew a 10-point lead, as you know, years ago to the Chiefs. That it's like, okay, so you know Mahomes could make up for bad coaching or bad moments. That's the thing that I keep coming back to, even though I'm picking the Niners, Josh. And, well, I guess J-Mark. But where I keep coming back to of, like, geez, is this coach who we all think is brilliant actually a negative in this game? Is he like a positive up until this game? That's where I keep going in my mind.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we all remember, you know, the incredible catch made by Julio Jones. Feet in, first down, really feels like the Falcons are going to hold off this Patriot comeback 7 years ago last week. And then there was the play call that got him out of field goal range in which they had to take the sack. And you start to think, boy, at least they're playing to win, right? Not to look, but you got to be situationally aware of what it is. All the momentum from 28-3 had been with New England. The play call, questionable. Maybe outsmarting yourself. Maybe being Dan Campbell in that emotional gambler mindset of, oh, yeah, well, watch this. Oh, yeah, well, watch this. You wonder, but it is an interesting narrative. Will the quarterback in his second season, the guy who was the last pick of the draft, have to make up for inadequacies or, you know, questionable decision by the coach and not vice versa. That is an interesting juxtaposition. And by the way, Chris Canty will join us at 2 o'clock today. 2 o'clock he will join us live, and we'll find out how much he enjoys working with Evan as well. I'm sure more so than Evan enjoyed working with J-Mart, from the sounds of it. From the sounds.
Did I work with J-Mart? I just worked. J-Mart was there.
J-Mart was there.
J-Mart, yeah, as I was working.
J-Mart was in the house.
That's right.
Evan, on Radio Row, it's one thing, but also on radio during Super Bowl week, you get offered all kinds of guests on behalf of. This guy's here on behalf of Old Spice. This guy's here on behalf of Carnauba Car Wax. This guy's here on behalf of this one. Who have you been, I'm not say starstruck. I know you don't get too starstruck unless it's maybe the Killers performing live at a concert. Who were you a little bit like, wow, I'm getting a chance to chat with whom was it this week for you?
Well, nobody this week, because we didn't really have anybody like in person that was, you know, obviously since we're not there.
Right.
But in my life, there have been people that are like, okay, this is going to be big when they're sitting down like next to us. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why I feel this way, but like, I remember back in the day when I was working for Sirius, I want to say I had Tim Tebow and Haley Clausen on together, Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, but not like they were doing interviews together. More of like Haley was sitting with us, and Tebow was like the next guest. And I'm like, how the heck am I going to make this work?
Yeah.
So those are the ones you're like, okay, that's interesting. But I mean, I'm going to tell you something. My best ESPN West Palm Radio Row Ferry memory ever. And I don't even know if J-Mart, well, there's two of them actually. One, Steve Policiner and I are president of our company and former ESPN West Palm host. We're once asked to interview someone. I don't even remember who it was specifically, but it was like from one of the Super Bowl committees.
Yeah.
And we said, all right, sure, I guess we got to do it. We sat down with the person. We never broke out a microphone. We did the interview without microphones. And so we just like, we're talking. I'm like, all right, you know, Josh Cohen, Evan Cohen here with John Martin. But we were talking. There was no radio equipment. But we pretended like we were recording it. And the guy never realized.
Wow.
We never gave him a headset, no microphone, no recording device. Because we never were going to run the interview.
The respect. The respect. And the effort, by the way. Kudos on the respect and the effort displayed. Evan, you're taking the Niners.
There was one other one with John. Mm. Correct me if I'm wrong, J-Mart. We had an all-time interview with Kevin James that you forgot to record.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what happened. I thought that was what you were going with first, and that's, yeah, I didn't hit record.
Yeah, that's
like,
good.
John,
and it was great. It was like, great.
Yeah, this is probably like 2 or 3 years into us being on ESPN 760 at the time. We'd be lucky if we could get a Palm Beach Post writer on as a guest at that point, right?
Aw.
No, I'm not taking any shots at the Palm Beach Post. I'm saying it's not like we're getting A-listers. And we get this freaking guy who's in all the movies, and Kevin James, who I believe you would know better than I would, later on in life had a place in Wellington, if I'm not mistaken.
Delray,
okay. And we're like, holy crap, this guy has a network television show. All the Sandler movies is amazing. Sat down with us for 20 minutes. We're cracking up the whole time.
It was hilarious.
It was hilarious. He gets up and like, J-Mart, like, I think we should play this like 3 times. It was that good. We have nothing else that's going to be as good as this. He goes, oh, I think I forgot to record that, buddy.
I forgot. I forgot to hit record on that.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was brutal. Yeah.
Sounds about par for the course. Sounds on brand for J-Mart. Sounds on brand.
That's right.
Attaboy. Evan, thank you for the time. enjoy your Super Bowl party in peace with the family. And
well, what are you going to do? What are you doing, Josh, for the Super Bowl? You didn't tell me.
Oh, I'm staying home with the doors locked like it's quarantine. Are you kidding me? I don't want to be. I'm like your old buddy Mad Dog. I don't want to drink 7 beers with the neighbor. I don't want to have to talk. I want to watch the game on here. The commercials on, be left alone. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, he's unbelievable, because we were at dinner one night and it was a Heat Cavs game, and I'm watching the game on my phone while we're having dinner. He took the phone from me and would not give me the phone back the entire dinner. And I'm like, I'm not going to physically fight you, but I'm married with kids. You can't take my phone away from me.
Who cares?
Physically took it from me. It was horrible.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right. Sounds about right. Evan, appreciate the time. Look forward to you, as always, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 on Sportsmanlike, alongside Chris Canty, who will join us in about an hour and 8 minutes or so, and Michelle Smallman, ESPN2, ESPNU, and, of course, ESPN National, but right here on ESPN 106.3. Have a great weekend, buddy. Appreciate you.
All Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Evan Cohen, who, by the way, you're going to have to explain J-Mart, alluded to some massage thing in Tampa. I don't know anything about that.
I can tell you off the air.
Okay, off the air.
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that, and then I'll tell everybody on the air when we come back. All right, we continue our coverage. It is Super Friday on ESPN 106.3.
It's Super Friday on ESPN West Palm. Presented by Twin Peaks, Celsius, the Miami Open, Bud's Chicken and Seafood, Hard Rock Bet, and Formula One. Here are your hosts, Josh Cohen and Christian Catt.
There are 24 hours in a day. That means that 6 hours is one quarter. Four quarters in a football game. We're taking up a quarter of the entire day to dedicate to Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, Nevada this Sunday, and you'll hear it here on ESPN 106.3. It is our own Super Friday live broadcast, noon to 6, on ESPN 106.3. We stream worldwide. If you're near a smart speaker, simply tell it, play ESPN West Palm. Also on the ESPN app. And today, we are live on our YouTube channel, ESPN West Palm Play, where you can watch the festivities as they happen. A bunch of guests coming through over the course of the next 5 hours and 3 minutes. A couple guests in studio as well, including John Martin, longtime co-host of Evan Cohen, and Josh Cohen, the home team.
Yeah.
You may be the only surviving member of both of those shows.
Really?
Who else was on both shows?
Oh, that's a fair point. I don't know.
Who else was a regular member of both of those shows?
No, I was, my first thought was Tina, but.
No, she never did, Evan Cohen. No, she never did.
Oh, Evan. Yeah, no. Nobody.
Are you all right right now?
Yeah.
Is it the gummies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Way too many.
Yeah, I hear you. joining us top of the hour, live from Las Vegas, a man who won a national championship at Miami and a Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens, and he was the number 7 pick overall in the 2002 NFL draft, Brian McKinney, friend of mine, friend of the home team show, and ours, accordingly. He will join us with insight into what Super Bowl is like, because I'll tell you what, for those that don't know, if you play the game, it is unlike any other game. Everything is longer. Everything is bigger. It doesn't feel like a normal football game. Pre-game takes forever. There's the anthem. There's God Bless America. There's America the Beautiful. There's Lift Every Voice. There's the coin flip nonsense. Halftime is 2.5 times longer than normal. It does not feel like a football game. And if you're not prepared for that, it will mess with you. And teams, by the way, have admitted ex post facto, after the fact, the format of the Super Bowl, they were not prepared for, threw them off. One of these teams has explicit knowledge from a year ago, and the other has members from 4 years ago that recall as well, but there's no teacher-like experience having been there.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's a corporate event, and it does not feel like a football game if you're there.
No.
And I can see how that would definitely, as a player, that would throw your rhythm off.
Players are used to routine and ritual.
Exactly, yeah.
And things are not the same, and they just don't play the same. And that's how that goes. C-Cat, by the way, joining us on our coverage.
Hey, guys.
And also, Stone Labanowitz is directing, I believe, right? Stone, are you behind that? I can't see him. Is he behind the monitor directing the coverage?
He can't hear you right now. He's going hard at work trying to get content to social media so people know what we're doing here.
Fantastic. Well, I'll remind you what we're doing. We're live till 6 p.m. And we're on ESPN 106.3. And we are on the smart speakers, any of them, by simply telling it, play ESPN West Palm. And as we do every day, same as that, streaming live on ESPN West Palm, streaming on the ESPN app, under live stations, scroll down to ESPN West Palm. And today, for the first time, finally, on our YouTube channel, ESPN West Palm Play, where you will see us in our entirety. Is it time to take a break? He says it is. Coming up next, when we return, former Super Bowl champion, University of Miami superstar standout. He won the Outstanding Offensive Lineman of the Year trophies in college as well. Mm. Super Bowl champion, national champion, maybe the greatest college football team of all time.
Not a small man.
No, not a small man. They called him Mount McKinney. Brian McKinney will join us next. You are listening to Super Friday on ESPN 106.3.